Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dominique. How can I assist you?
I had money taken out of my account by you guys, and it wasn't authorized.
Can I have your can I have your zip code?
First and last name, Lonnie Grant, zip code 63447.
Okay. And you said Lonnie Grant, correct?
Yes, L-O-N-N-I-E. Grant.
Okay, give me one second. Okay, sir, did you call in this morning already?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
I got
yes.
Some other numbers that's on that. I don't know what they are.
Yes, sir. I actually think I spoke with you, and we still wasn't able to find that account.
Well, I just called back again, and I had another lady. She looked me up by my email and then put me on hold. I listened to music for 5 minutes.
And you said you spoke with some, you had spoke with someone, and she put you on hold, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, sir. I'm unsure about that or who you spoke with, but I still don't see your first. I still don't see you under your first and last name.
Well, she looked me up under my email, and then she put me on hold.
But did she say she was able to find your name?
I couldn't hear her. I could barely hear her.
Okay. Let me try you by your email. Can you go ahead and give me that?
Lonnie3977@gmail.com.
Okay, and to be sure, I do have Lonnie3977@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay, so yes, sir, nothing popping up.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
It's got a statement description. What's on my checking account? It's 153264. It says purchase / SIG, Super Extendale. And it's got the phone numbers 866-204-3975, NY11011939. And then it's got 153264 behind it.
Yes, sir. That's not us. And you did say it was in New York, correct?
It says NY. Oh. I just assumed it was New York.
Okay, so yes, sir. That wouldn't be us. I'm unsure as to how that order even got placed and how that our number.
Well,
even
I had
got
a thing
them.
Pop up on my phone for a thank you Walmart to have a chance at winning a new nonstick pot and pan package.
Okay, so yes, sir. It may be another number. Let me see if I can get another number to you to call, okay? Give me one second. I'm going to try to
I ain't got no pen or paper, so.
Okay.
Is there any way you could transfer me?
I wouldn't be able to transfer you because it's different departments. I mean, it's different companies. But I know that our company, we're not the ones that actually charge you for that. So that's why I'm not sure as to why they put our number on
there. Well, I don't see why it would give your phone number then.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm saying. I'm unsure as to why they put our number on there. Because if we had charged you for something, we would have been able to pull you up by the information that you had provided to me. So give me one second. Okay, so yes, sir. I'm not sure. I don't see any number that I can give you. As far as that, you said it was Walmart, correct?
Do what?
You said it was Walmart.
The one was Walmart, and for the pots and pans, all you had to do is pay shipping, which was $6.49.
Yes, sir. I don't see your name coming up under anything or your phone.
And then for whatever reason. There was money taken out of my account yesterday for $68.89 or 86 cents, 68 cents, whatever it was. But I didn't authorize it and don't know what it was for.
Yes, sir. And I understand that if we were to charge you something, I would be able to pull up on my end and assist you with that charge. But because I don't have anything pulled up, I can't pull up an account or assist you with any charges because nothing is popping up. And your phone number is 660-216-8409?
Correct.
Yes, sir. I'm even searching you by your phone number as well, and nothing is coming up. Let me see. So, yes, sir, I'm still not finding anything. So you will have to contact your bank because sometimes our numbers...
They'll tell me to contact you.
And no, once you contact your bank, let them know that you have already spoken with us and no charges have pulled up because we're a third-party call center. So our number has probably been put on there, but because we assist so many people and so many customers and products, it's not guaranteed that we're the ones that charged you. Your bank should be able to ping that IP as to where exactly that charge has came from. Although it put our number on there, it could have came from elsewhere.
So your bank should... might have a different phone number?
I'm sorry?
You think the bank would have a different phone number?
Well, yes, the bank would actually be able to see exactly where it came from, not just the phone number. They'll be able to see exactly where it came from because that's federal, and this is also considered fraud because nothing has pulled up on our end from what we charged you. And if you don't recall making this purchase and they giving you our number, then whoever got a hold to your information, that's considered fraud. So they'll be able to pull that up by the IP.
Okay.
To see exactly
like
where
I
it
said,
came
the
from.
First thing, it was a Walmart deal.
Yes, sir.
And then after that, then I got a thing for something else, which I can't remember what it was. But like I said, it was for a pots and pan deal. You had to just pay shipping.
Yes, sir. And I don't, I don't see. Could you have possibly put it under a different name or something?
No.
No? Okay, so yes, sir. I don't see anything under your name, zip code, phone number, or even email. And when I last spoke with you, we tried your first 6 digits of your card and last 4. And
well, I didn't know if them other numbers would help or not. That's why I give them to you.
Yes, sir. Let me see.
Because that was like the description or whatever. So I figured I didn't know if one of them might have been the order number.
I'm sorry?
I didn't know if one of the numbers that I give you, like the first number, was the order number.
Oh, yeah, that's, as far as those numbers on your bank statement, I'm unsure what those would have been. But I know, like, even by us pulling the zip code, we'll be able to pull up your information just by typing in your zip code. We'll be able to pull up all the information for, you know, the people that's in that zip code. And, you know, your name still didn't pop up.
I know on the thing for the, like, for the Walmart deal, I did have an order number for that.
Yeah. And you said it didn't give you no confirmation or anything?
Yeah, it said that it was to be shipped or whatever, and I'd get it in 5 to 7 days. Well, today's 8 days ago since that happened.
Yes,
but
sir.
As far as putting the description and stuff was all the same. The only difference was the numbers and the description, the first numbers.
Yes, sir. I don't see that on my end. And I'm unsure as to why, and especially after you saying that it's been 8 days. I don't see it. So you may have to just contact your bank and your bank, when they refund it back to you, they can get it back to you as quick as possible. But I know that we don't have anything on our end for you.
Well, like I say, the one for the Walmart deal, the order number was 680-635-210.
Yes, sir. And still nothing is pulling up. Even by us typing in, you know, zip code or phone number, it's still better to pull up without the order number.
No, I will. I'll contact the bank.
Yes, sir. And I'm sorry about that.
And they'll probably tell me that I need to contact you, and I'll tell them I already did.
Yes, let them know.
And then I have to pay $30 to stop payment on it. So.
When you contact the bank, let them know that you did contact us and you spoke with us multiple times and that nothing is popping up on our end.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And they should be able to go in and investigate it and see exactly where it's coming from by the IP address.
All right.
Yes, sir. And I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, it's your fault.
I know.
But like I said, I done the one thing I figured, what's $7 to get new pots and pans or whatever? So I done it. Well, then the same, which it's all the information in the description is the same. The only difference is the first numbers.
Yes, sir.
And it was $68.89 or whatever, what came out yesterday.
Yes, sir. And I'm sorry about that. I wish I was able to assist you with that. And as far as that charge, but, you know, I don't, you know, account not coming up on my end for you.
Well, it might be something for you guys to look into about people using your phone number for fraudulent activity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Most definitely.
So, all right. Well, I'll leave you alone. I'll call my bank and go from there, I guess.
Okay. And thank you for calling customer support. And I hope you get this all figured out.
Well, sure do I, because I need the money.
Yes, sir.
Especially when I wasn't planning on it coming out.
Yes, sir. I understand. I definitely understand.
All right. Well, you have a good evening.
You as well. Thanks for calling customer support. Have a great night.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye.